Welcome to B Movie Bliss.
Ladies, gentlemen, and cinephiles with a penchant for the peculiar, welcome back to B Movie Bliss. I'm your host, Brian, the fearless navigator of the cinematic seas, where plot holes are more common than logic, and special effects often need a bit more special. Today's escapade is a journey to the animatronic abyss, a place where horror meets humor, and Nicolas Cage meets, well, you'll see. It's time to face the music literally and figuratively, because we're unraveling the madness that is Willy's Wonderland. Now, before you dismiss this cinematic spectacle just as another trip to the bizarre, let me assure you, Willy's Wonderland is like a carnival ride you never knew you wanted to be on. Picture this, Nicolas Cage, silent as a ninja, battling possessed animatronics in a rundown amusement center. It's like the fever dream of an 80s arcade addict mixed with the surreal creativity of, well, Nicolas Cage. You might be thinking, Brian, why Willy's Wonderland? And my answer, why not? This is a movie that defies logic, reason, and probably a few zoning laws. It's an experience that leaves you questioning your life choices, much like a late-night fast-food binge or deciding to cut your own hair. So, buckle up, my fellow thrill-seekers, as we embark on an odyssey of absurdity, where the only rules are, there are no rules, and apparently Nicolas Cage does his own janitorial work. It's time to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight, or at least the devilish animatronics at Willy's Wonderland. Join me, won't you, as we explore the dark corners of cinematic wonder, armed with a mop and a sense of humor, and possibly a few questions for the casting director of this peculiar masterpiece. This is B-Movie Bliss, where the weirder, the better. And Willy's Wonderland, my friends, is the undisputed mayor of Weirdsville. Willy's Wonderland, a film that defies conventional cinematic norms, invites audiences into a bizarre world where animatronic characters and a silent protagonist collide in a macabre dance of horror and hilarity. As a devout enthusiast of movies that proudly claim the "so bad it's good" label, I approached Willy's Wonderland with both skepticism and eagerness. Little did I know that this film would not only meet but exceed my expectations, delivering an unforgettable experience that blurs the line between genius and insanity. The narrative of Willy's Wonderland is, at its core, a simple one. A quiet drifter, played with unwavering stoicism by Nicolas Cage, finds himself stranded in a desolate town. To pay for his car repairs, he reluctantly accepts a job cleaning a run-down family entertainment center, Willy's Wonderland. However, the seemingly mundane task takes a nightmarish turn when the animatronic characters inside the establishment come to life, revealing a dark and sinister secret. The simplicity of the plot is intentional, allowing the film to focus on its strengths: over-the-top action, absurd humor, and an unapologetic commitment to its premise. While some may dismiss the lack of a complex narrative as a flaw, it becomes evident that the filmmakers prioritized entertainment value over a convoluted storyline. Nicolas Cage's performance in Willy's Wonderland is nothing short of iconic. Without uttering a single word throughout the film, Cage conveys a wide range of emotions through his expressions, body language, and, most notably, his intense stares. The decision to keep the protagonist silent adds a layer of extra mystery to his character, making him a compelling focal point amid the chaos. Cage's physicality is put to the test as he engages in relentless battles with possessed animatronics. The absurdity of seeing the Oscar-winning actor face off against mechanical adversaries creates a unique blend of humor and awe. Cage's commitment to the role is commendable, and it's evident that he fully embraced the insanity of the project. Willy's Wonderland plays homage to the 80s and 90s horror genre while simultaneously provoking fun at its cliches. The animatronic characters, reminiscent of Chuck E. Cheese's, are both endearing and terrifying. The film cleverly blends nostalgia with parody, creating a sense of familiarity for audiences who grew up with the similar entertainment centers while subverting expectations with its horror elements. The humor in Willy's Wonderland is unapologetically crude and campy. The dialogue is filled with one-liners that toe the line between cheesy and brilliant. The film embraces its low-budget charm, turning what could be perceived as flaws into intentional quirks that contribute to its overall appeal. In conclusion, Willy's Wonderland is a love letter to the absurd, a celebration of cinema that revels in its own peculiarities. It doesn't aspire to be a masterpiece of storytelling or a showcase of groundbreaking special effects. Instead, it aims to entertain through sheer audacity and unbridled creativity. For those who appreciate movies that defy convention and embrace their own peculiarities, Willy's Wonderland is a gem that deserves a place in the pantheon of so bad they're good classics. In the grand spectrum of cinematic experiences, Willy's Wonderland is an unapologetic thrill ride that captures the essence of what makes bad movies so captivating. It earns its place among cult favorites by embracing its flaws, delivering a unique blend of horror and humor, and showcasing Nicolas Cage at his eccentric best. While it may not be a cinematic masterpiece, it achieves something equally valuable, an unforgettable and joyfully absurd viewing experience. With an 8 out of 10 rating, Willy's Wonderland stands as a testament to the power of embracing the wonderfully weird and relishing in the magic of movies that dare to be different.